Ascot Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
So we're here at Harrogate District Hospital today with a few players and staff from Harrogate Town Football Club. Now I'm here with Ian Service, the Community Development Manager at the Football Club. Hi Ian.
Hi Ben, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Now why are we here today at Harrogate District Hospital?
As a club, we are really passionate about the local community, and with the hospital on our doorstep, we thought it'd be a great opportunity to come in and just give back to those who are maybe less fortunate or who are having a tough time over the Christmas period.
Now, we've just been in the hospital giving bags full of goodies to kids. What were in those bags and how did you get hold of that stuff?
So, within the goodie bags, we had a few Harrogate Town mementos, some key rings and stickers and programmes from a few games ago. And we also asked for donations from fans and supporters, and we were really grateful for those. We had selection boxes, toys, and it really made a big difference, because not only did we have the goodie bags, but we had physical toys that they can play with over Christmas and put a smile on the face. So
what's your name?
Jaden.
And how old are you, Jaden?
8.
Now what the Harrogate Town players have just brought in some nice toys for you to play. What have they brought you?
A car.
What is this stuff?
These, it's a chocolate collection.
So you got a chocolate collection. What have you asked for Christmas from Father
Alexa.
Christmas? Oh, brilliant. Have you been good enough this year?
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Poppy.
How old are you, Poppy?
3.
What have you got there? What's this?
Lego.
Yeah, Lego. What can you build with that Lego?
Cat.
It's a cat.
Speak to Dad. What's your name, Dad?
Richard.
How much does it mean to children like this to bring them chocolate and sweets and
lovely.
See the players this time of year?
It's really nice. It's a really thoughtful thing for the club as well. I mean, especially Poppy's she's only 3 and it's the first time she's been in the hospital for anything significant. She's just had her tonsils out, so she's feeling a bit wowy, a little bit ready to go. But yeah, something like that, just cheers them up. It's a really nice little thought. I've got to be honest, I live in Weatherby. I'm not a massive football fan, but we will be intending to go see the guys in the new year.
Now this is something the football club did last year. You're back again doing it this year. It must be rewarding to see the looks on those faces when you bring in presents just before Christmas time.
Oh, certainly. And you know, we are very fortunate in our own lives, and to come here, it's a humbling experience, and it's something that we commit to. And straight from the first team manager, from Simon, being here to some of our main players, they really see the value in it, and we're more than happy to come across and do these little events in the community and help support where we can.
Now coming here today says a lot about the community and family ethos of the club, doesn't it?
It does, and we want to connect with local families and have fans that are multi-generational. So right from the youngest of ages right through to say grandparents and the older generation, we want everyone to come and have a good time, and we want to be true to ourselves and our values and really give something back.
So what's your name?
Summer.
And how old are you, Summer?
6.
Now what have you asked Father Christmas for Christmas this year?
Headphones.
Now we talk to Mum. What's your name, Mum?
My name's Fran.
Fran. Now why is Summer in here today?
Summer's got chronic asthma, so obviously in the winter it's she gets big exasperations. So she was only in 2 weeks ago, bless her, so we're back again. You get well looked after here, they're absolutely amazing.
Now, how much does it mean as well to have players from the local communities come in and give the kids stuff for Christmas?
It's been absolutely lovely. We actually don't live far from the football ground, so on a weekend we hear them all cheering, don't we? We hear the crowds cheering, so no, it's absolutely lovely that they're all coming around and doing that for the children.
So your role at the club is the Community Development Manager. Tell us a bit about what you do for Harrogate Town Football Club.
So the Community Development Manager, it's a new position, and we're looking to link up the community, so local residents, schools, targeted groups that might need our support and our expertise, and really bring the club closer to the community. And we do that not on our own, with help from the local groups and from individuals who give up their time, volunteers. So it's a growing club, and we want to grow our community department just the same.
Now today we've just been to, we're just outside Harrogate District Hospital where we've given away some toys and sweets to the kids there. Now where are we going to next?
Yeah, because we can never be sure how many children or how many people are within the hospital because it's a festive period. We've organised to visit Horton Housing on East Parade. So they look after families who are in need. Maybe they don't have a home, and Horton Housing do a lot to support them. And we're going to go there, give them some presents and some goodie bags for them to distribute to their families. So, yeah, really, really worthwhile cause. And we just want to maximise this opportunity where we can.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Ian. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Ben.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.